Hey everyone, I'm glad we're meeting together. Really look forward to these times. I wanted to mention a few things before we get into the message. One is, over the past quite a few weeks, Becky and I have been making a lot of bread. It's the only thing I cook. And we've been able to give a lot of it away to neighbors. And it's interesting to get a little bit of comfort food, can really put a smile on people's face. So we had this idea that we would like to give away some bread. And what we're going to do is, if you will text us just the word bread and text it to 703-971-4673, we are going to have a contest and we're going to pick some winners, and we'll announce the winners next week. And then Becky and I will make some fresh bread. It's really good. It's a recipe my mom gave me years ago. I'm the only one in the family who still cooks it. We'll make that bread and deliver it to you fresh that day. In fact, we'll try to give you a loaf to share with neighbors and friends. So text us bread at 703-971-4673, and we'll announce the winners next week. Another thing that I wanted to let you know about is we launched a new offering. It's called Dig In. We did this past Wednesday at noon on Facebook Live, and it's a chance for us to think about some practical implications of whatever the message was. And so we looked at that last Wednesday. It was really good, had a big turnout. It's 30 minutes, you can eat your lunch while we're discussing it. So I hope you'll join in, invite someone to come with you. We wanna be as practical as we can. And so sometimes a message, Bible verses we use or something will raise a question. We'll get you a chance to turn those in, let us know, and we'll do our best to answer them as honestly as we can. In this series, this Relationship Realities, we're trying to take a real honest look at relationships and recognize they have huge potential for good, but they also can cause all kind of damage and harm, and they're fragile. We're seeing a lot of that recently. We're spending a lot more time together, and the end result, we end up having friction, we have difficulties, and things happen, and we're trying to navigate. How do we get through this? Becky and I had something happen a few weeks ago. We have referred to it as the avocado incident. And so I've asked her to tell the story because it paints a great picture of not only what can happen, but then how can we navigate this well? Pay attention to this. I think you'll really like it.
Hey, everybody. So Rusty and I have had a number of interesting incidents around food since we have been quarantined. And this particular incident we call the avocado incident. And it went like this. So the other day, Rusty just made this statement. I wish I had an avocado. So here it is right here. This is a really good avocado, by the way, that I drew. So I wish I had an avocado. Pretty benign statement, just a statement. But I had this immediate reaction. It was curt and snippy and frustrated, just this response. So as I untangled this shortly after, I found two basic thoughts going on. So here's my two thoughts. Okay, so one thought was that I assumed that he was blaming me that he didn't have an avocado, like it was my fault that he didn't, like it was a passive aggressive thing. So I assumed that. And my second thought, which is not typical, okay? So, and then my second thought was, it's so stupid that I forgot to buy those avocados. Like, I'm such an idiot. Why would you make two lists instead of one? Which is what happened. So it's some form of self-attack, self-contempt. So those two things were bombarding around in my head, all from this simple statement, I wish I had an avocado. So gratefully, I was able to recognize those two thoughts and work through those pretty quickly. And I actually, when I realized that those were the two things going on from a basic, very, you know, benign statement, I wish I had an avocado, I just busted out laughing. This was all within less, probably about a minute or 2 minutes. So I busted out laughing and I came in and I gave him a big hug. And he was just like, what is going on? All I wanted was an avocado. Okay. So I came around, gave him a big hug. And you know, sheesh, honey, I wish you had one too, which is all the statement, you know, needed and required. So my takeaway and what I want to encourage you to do is when you realize you're having a bigger response than a situation warrants emotionally, it's time to kind of hit pause and look at what's going on in your head. Ask God to help you sort things out. At this point in my life, I was able to do that pretty quickly. I'm not always able to do that. And certainly in the past, I would have spent most of a day blaming Rusty, that he thought I should have gotten this avocado, or I would have beat myself up for the day. Neither of which would have been fruitful, helpful, would have, and weren't even true. Weren't based on anything true. All based on a statement that had nothing to do with that. So, hit pause and